This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
From San Antonio, Congressman Joaquin Castro called on the Republicans for help.
And Governor Abbott knows that these tariffs will badly damage the state's economy, but you won't hear a peep from him. He's been too busy getting into a Twitter fight with Canada's prime minister.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott told Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to be careful with the retaliation against the U.S., saying the Texas economy is larger than Canada's and we're not afraid to use it. Castro says despite the 30-day delay in tariffs from President Trump, to expect prices to rise because of the threat. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey, for more episodes like this and breaking news and weather alerts, follow KRLD in the Odyssey app. Now to follow, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Search for KRLD and then tap follow in the upper right-hand corner.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, Mavs fans are already bitterly disappointed about losing their favorite player.
And now they're getting another jolt.
And this one is right in the wallet.
The same week, Mavs loyalists learned of the Luka Doncic trade. Those who hold season tickets are learning the price of those tickets is going up and how some packages will increase 60% next season. And naturally, this 1-2 gut punch is tough on longtime fans like Dallas restaurant owner Eddie Cota, who recently acquired a beautiful portrait of Luka, and he's just been waiting for Doncic to come into Eddie's Euromark to get his autograph.
I just got this last week. That's why I told you my heart is broken. Luka, what are you doing?
Matter of fact, fans are asking that very same question of Mavs GM Nico Harrison, who's responsible for pulling the trigger on this trade. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Today at a press conference, the LA Lakers will introduce their newest star, Luka Doncic. But here in Dallas, fans are still upset.
The answer for the trade appears to be a weighty one, as in pounds. Mavs GM Nico Harrison was concerned with Luka's conditioning and felt that he was breaking down more often because he was too heavy. But Tim Cato, who covers the Mavs for All City Dallas, tells the guys at 105.3 The Fan, the trade to the Lakers surprised everyone.
He has been a frustrating player for this organization to work with at times. That is absolutely true. What I'll say is that I've not heard anything new or like nothing that has taken it to another level. And at no point when ever hearing about all this stuff was it described to me in a sense of, oh, well, the Mavericks have to move on from this player.
He adds that Harrison has always been enamored with Anthony Davis, which is why he called the Lakers. From the 24-hour news center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Our other top story in the area this morning, a long saga in the Grand Prairie ISD comes to a close.
Grand Prairie ISD Superintendent Jorge Arredondo has resigned following a voluntary separation agreement approved by the school board in a 4-3 vote. Arredondo was put on paid administrative leave back in September. He then sued the district, alleging violations of his contractual and constitutional rights. Details of the investigation have not been disclosed, leaving some community members frustrated.
I'm just as tired as you of coming here and trying praying for transparency, clarity, everything under the book. I want to know what happened.
Related legal docs mention harassment, with district officials and Arredondo accusing each other of improper behavior. From the 24-Hour News Center, Georgia Alfredas, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
With a trade war potentially looming between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, Texas Democrats are calling on their Republican colleagues to help cool down the situation.
Saying tariffs will badly damage the Texas economy, Congressman Joaquin Castro is reaching across the aisle for help.
We're here to call on Texas Republicans and all of our colleagues who haven't spoken up to end their silence and stand up for San Antonio and for Texas.
Castro says a trade war would lead to a rise in the cost of things like lumber, cars, groceries, and the price at the pump. He also says he's not expecting any help from Governor Abbott. Over the weekend, Abbott took to social media challenging Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau with a message, "Be careful, the Texas economy is larger than Canada's and we're not afraid to use it." In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And with Trump's tariffs on Canada put on hold, Texas farmers are grateful. They feared it would have a devastating impact on their exports.
It's huge. They're always in our top three of trading partners. It is important that we work through these trade issues.
Russell Baining with the Texas Farm Bureau, and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau wrote on social media they'll be spending more than $1 billion on a plan to reinforce its border with new helicopters, tech and personnel, and additional resources to stop the flow of fentanyl.
Governor Abbott says he's adding an emergency item for state lawmakers to create the Texas Cyber Command.
Protect against threats from China, Iran, Russia, and other foreign enemies. They could cripple our power, our water, and our communications with cyber attacks.
Greg Abbott says the state will partner with UT San Antonio on cyber security. State Reps Tan Parker and Giovanni Capriglione will lead the committee. He says he's deeply honored and they're both committed to pushing the legislation forward as quickly as possible.
So this year's Super Bowl next Sunday, in Roman numerals, it's Super Bowl LIX. It's not Super Bowl 5-9 for a reason. And that reason, ironically, since the Chiefs are playing in this Super Bowl, but it was Lamar Hunt, the founder of the Kansas City Chiefs, who suggested using Roman numerals to give it a sense of gravitas and class. They thought the words super and bowl were unimpressive, but if they added Roman numerals to the end of that, it would be cooler. Roman numerals also help avoid some confusion, as the Super Bowl is held the year after the regular season starts. The first four Super Bowls were given the actual numbers, the Arabic numbers, 1, 2, 3, and 4. Not till Super Bowl 5 did they start using the Roman numerals, and it's gone on ever
classy,
since.
Classy, baby. Classy.
There you go.
And I will be looking them up sometimes because I'm like, oh, I didn't study
the Roman numerals. Oh, believe me.
I don't remember them
all. I like Roman numerals.
I looked it up before I reported the story.
I liked studying Roman numerals for some reason. I don't know what
weird,
it was.
Because you like math.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Texas lawmakers are trying to tank the work-from-home movement.
Senator Charles Perry wants a study done on state employees who work remotely. He says those who live less than an hour from the Capitol need to be in the office daily. He's joined by State Senator Brandon Creighton, who says all the studies show that work-from-home is not working.
You're going to be less committed, less productive. The taxpayers are suffering because at a state agency, that is a terrible recipe.
But a study done by the Legislative Budget Board found widespread support for remote work. State agencies say it costs less to have people work from home. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
News Radio 1080 KRLD. We are the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning. You know, I think we're probably more useful and more essential than ever before. We live in a news cycle that's running, at least on my business news, about 3 hours. You know?
That's a great point.
I mean, you know one thing, and then you would just wait 3 hours, and it changes all over again. Yesterday, we had this immediate pause in tariffs on Mexico. That was a big story, and that helped. And then we had the immediate pause on tariffs in Canada. That was a big story. Really happened after the close, but helped lift our markets, so we got back to sort of a reasonable equilibrium. Then overnight, it was immediate tariffs on China, and they're enacting immediate tariffs on us, and now we look for the other shoe to drop and see what happens. The bottom line is, Wall Street's beginning to figure this thing out. At least they think. The Dow Industrials average does look down, but only maybe 49 points. The NASDAQ, however, looks up 68. The S&P average up 8. Of course, what we found out overnight is that China is going to enact 15% tariffs on LNG, liquefied natural gas, and also on coal, 10% on oil and pickup trucks and farm equipment, which is why you saw Caterpillar tractor under some weakness yesterday. They're also going to restrict a lot of the mineral exports, the stuff that we use for all kinds of stuff, rare earth minerals. These are used in like cell phones and electric vehicles and wind turbines and advanced weaponry also. They're going to restrict that. And formally, they've launched an anti-monopoly probe into Google. And we are also understanding just moments ago from the Financial Times that they're looking into Intel too. But Wall Street's taking it. Now, you see an immediate impact on some of this. Crude oil is down $1.82, down 2.5%. And here's natural gas down almost 5%. And by the way, heating oil is down 2.5%. Gasoline is down almost 3%. Gold is up $4 at $28.61.20. Interest rates are going back up right now, 4.59%. Fistful of earnings reports out today that we'll get to in another half hour. But for right now, if you don't like what you hear, check back in 3 hours. David Johnson, News Radio, 1080 KRLD.
We're following breaking news out of Kaufman County. This is southeast of Dallas. The northbound frontage road along U.S. 175 at FM 148 is shut down. According to the Crandall Police, the sheriff's office is investigating an incident that has forced the area to close. According to the union that represents law enforcement across Texas, this is what they call an OIS, or an officer-involved shooting. We'll get to the latest details as we learn more.
In other news, Director of National Intelligence nominee Tulsi Gabbard faces a key committee vote today as she tries to get confirmed. Tom Dempsey reports some Republicans have been concerned over her refusal to call former NSA contractor Edward Snowden a traitor.
Republican Senator Todd Young of Indiana, he's going to be a very key vote to watch for. He appeared unsatisfied with Gabbard's answers on Snowden, which got the attention of billionaire Elon Musk, who called him a, quote, deep state puppet for his indecision on Gabbard's nomination. Musk later walked back those comments, calling Young a great ally after speaking with him over the weekend.
Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine, who initially wavered on Gabbard, now says she will support the nomination.
Well, the Dallas Stars open up a three-game road trip against the Ducks in Anaheim tonight. They're riding a five-game winning streak, and they just made a big trade of their own. It just got lost in all the Lucas stuff. Captain Jamie Benn excited to bring the new guys into the fold.
Just to have some dinners, and you know, we got some stuff planned, so it's going to be good to get to know them a little bit more and for them to get to know us as well.
The Stars picked up forward Mikhail Granlund and defenseman Cody Ceci in a trade with San Jose over the weekend.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.